This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Edition, and we're just starting off the third hour of tonight's program. Aren't we, Brian?
There we are. It's been a great show.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's me, Stephanie, here with you, and Brian, as we just mentioned.
That's right.
Broke the flow a little bit of Free Talk Live. I guess I'll... here's a little bit of talking shop. Free Talk Live has this, you know, format where we're at the beginning of the segment, we introduce ourselves, and it's Brian and Stephanie and Mark or whatever, right? And
right.
Sometimes when we bust out of that, it can be a little disruptive. And I lose my bearings a little bit, but hey, it's okay. We go with the flow.
Well, sometimes I guess I'm a guest host on your show,
yeah,
for therapy.
That's right.
And on that, you actually, to make sure it doesn't sound like Free Talk Live to some degree, since we're still talking shop.
Exactly.
you usually like announce me, and I don't announce myself, and I just say hello with my very melodious voice.
Absolutely.
Not that my voice compares to yours. But
you better be careful, or Tyrone's going to sweep you off your feet, too.
Come and get me, Tyrone.
Right, so you can call the show here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE or on on Skype at lrn.fm as a contact. And as Brian just mentioned a moment ago, I have my own show. It's called Pork Therapy. It's pork like pork as in pork fest or as in porcupine. It's porctherapy.com. It's a show about, well, relationships and liberty and volunteerism and how to live free, essentially. And it covers a lot of different topics, but if you like what you hear on Free Talk Live, then you'll get even more of me on Pork Therapy. So one more time, porctherapy.com.
Yeah, I definitely consider it like one of the really advanced classes of liberty as far as podcasts go, or as far, you know, shows go. And I really, I've learned tons from it. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're just continuing the circle of praise. We love each other's podcasts. We listen to them. And we're
That's right.
Each other's number one fans. Anyway.
We're trying to bring more love to the world, right?
I mean, that's right.
So let's love
start
each other.
At home. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. I had a couple of comments that I wanted to share. Somebody, a couple of people IM'd me on Skype. Wanting to comment on some things that were said earlier on the show. I guess they didn't quite want to call in, but, you know, since we don't have any calls right now, I'll read those. One person said about the pizza guy situation. So just to recap for everybody, this guy, to make it short, he rented a forklift, and about a week later he returned it to the rental company, and they claimed that it had damage on it, but he said he didn't damage it.
Right.
But they continued to try to collect on this money. They just charged. They just went ahead and charged his credit card. He didn't pay it, and maybe they didn't charge his credit card. I don't know. They were saying that he owed money for these damages.
Yeah. Either way, he's owing some odd $300.
Right. And so he was unsure. You know, like, should he just pay it? Should he try to keep fighting it? What are his options for fighting it? Sounded like he was pretty much ready to give in and pay it. Unfortunately. But somebody said, I'm not sure that revenge is a valid concept, but if I did believe in revenge and if I was in that guy's situation, I'd go to the library and grab every single magazine subscription card I could find and sign up the company in question for all of them. Time Life, Book Clubs, CD of the Month Clubs, do those things still exist? All of it. So there you go, pizza guy, another suggestion for you. And then about becoming a stateless person, about leaving the U.S., I guess you could leave the U.S. and not necessarily become a stateless person like this guy Mike Gogolski did
right. On
the video that's a friend of the show. You could become a, you know, so-called citizen of another country or maybe a denizen of another country.
Mm-hmm.
But this person brought up the usefulness of Bitcoin. So, like, if you're going to leave the country and they're going to say, okay, well, if you're going to leave, we're going to tax you as though you just sold everything you own. Well, if you have Bitcoins, they're not going to know about it. They can't tax
right.
what they don't know about, and it's so easy to move bitcoins across international borders, it's not even
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it can't be stopped.
Yeah.
It just can't. And this is interesting. This brings up kind of a different paradigm of what Bitcoin can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like to think of Bitcoin so much as money. It is a payment system. I mean, it is money. It, you know, it's worth whatever you put into it, but it's only worth what government fiat currency you kind of put into it. I think that's, you know, at least now.
Right.
Now that the price is stable. And so it almost works kind of like your own little piggy bank in some degree. And it's just a way to, like, shelter your money
yeah.
as much as anything. And that can be so important. That makes it practically invaluable, in my opinion, in today's world. to be able to shelter your money like that.
Anything that's within the legacy banking system, I mean, yeah, you could, you really can't get a Swiss bank account anymore. Like, yeah, apparently there are some places you can shelter your money, right? Like start a corporation in the Caymans or something,
right,
you know, and have it there, or any number of things that, you know, read Doug Casey's work to try to find out about
yes.
that, or some other people, I'm sure, will tell you all about how to set that stuff up. But you really can't, like, set up a Swiss bank account anymore because somehow the U.S. government put pressure on the Swiss banks that they have to, like, if the U.S. government wants to confiscate someone's assets who's an American.
Yeah, there's really only... in my
They can do it from the Swiss bank.
Exactly.
Something.
There's only two really kind of relatively surefire ways to protect your wealth. One of them, I think, is Bitcoin. It's not gold, because with gold, unless it's in, like, Singapore, I think that's the only safe country that you can leave gold in. Otherwise, that country, you know, the U.S. can take it from whatever other country it's in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not gold. I think Bitcoin and land. Because if you own land in another country, the government can't, the U.S. can't take it from you. I suppose the other government might be able to, but even then, most other countries are far more respectful with real estate than even the United States is. So those are really the two areas where you can kind of hide your money. This whole Swiss bank account thing and offshore accounts, all that stuff, it's a mess now. I can say that with absolute certainty.
It used to be a great option.
It used to be a great thing to do. Great way to hide money or to just, like, have a rainy day account.
And you could get gold, too. Like, you could have gold and have it be held in a Swiss bank.
Right.
Right? And now I don't even think you could do that.
Yeah, no, that doesn't really work that way.
They don't want American customers. It's like,
no, sure. Well, they're acting in self-defense because they don't want to deal with the United States government. They're terrified of the United States government. Okay, so don't think it's the Swiss being jerks. No, 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 no. It's the United States.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk with Michael listening in South Carolina. Hey, Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well tonight. What's on your mind?
I was just listening earlier to Tyrone, and I guess I think there's one, you know, thing with when people are talking about race or differences between people, you know, it's kind of hard and sticky subject because, you know, I think one of the sides of the everyone that tries to bunch people in groups is they always try and say everyone's equal, you know, we need to treat everyone equally. And, you know, one of the great
There's a difference between saying that everyone is equal and everyone should be treated equally. I think there's a big difference between those.
I think we should kind of celebrate, you know, some of the differences there are. It'd be a pretty boring world, you know, if everyone is exactly the same. And if it turns out that, you know, there are reasons why men and women are different or whatever, you know, those things are great. That doesn't, you know, that shouldn't be a hindrance or, something looked down upon.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Sometimes, I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from.
Racism,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And I understand there's that bad side of it, but there's also, you know, good things about everyone being different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and we are all individuals.
Respectful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, celebrate individuality. Absolutely.
Yeah. I just sometimes I don't get the point of focusing.
Yeah, and what's, well, yeah, yeah, exactly. Why argue about it? It doesn't matter, you know.
If the right, and the people who do want to focus. I notice that the people who do want to focus on that and say, well, this group has this characteristic on average, you know, they'll often say something like, you know, it's on average, black people are better at sports, or black people commit more crimes, or women aren't as intelligent as men. And often it is a negative stereotype that they're attributing to it.
Exactly. That's the and they don't look
problem
at the positives of things or something. But also,
right.
It's like, you know, and they're trying to oversimplify a lot of issues, you know, because there's also, you know, socioeconomic classes, you know, and all sorts of things that go into these, you know, polls that they do. And it's just, I mean, I just feel like it's a real negative thing to focus on, I guess. You know, but even if there were differences, what's wrong with that, you know? It doesn't make anyone less of a person, you know?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think what Tyrone was saying, like he said at the beginning of his call, do you think there are any differences beside the obvious, like, you know, maybe the tone of someone's skin or, you know, features of their face or something, right?
But if there was, would it really matter? I mean, they're still, you know, individuals, you know?
Absolutely. Great point, Michael. Thanks for the call tonight. Yep, thanks for the call, Michael. It's Free Talk Live.
Celebrate the individual.
855, 453, the smallest minority, as Ayn Rand said. We're coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the Sunday Night Edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. There you're going to find something that's a little bit different, right? Free Talk Live has integrated Reddit. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or not yet?
I mean, I think it's kind of in a beta process right now.
Gotcha. Well, at any rate, if you go to freetalklive.com, and that's where I am right now, you can see right at the top of the page, there's a link that says Submit Show Prep. And what that enables you to do is, if you have something that you would like to see, share it on Free Talk Live, or you just want to, get I guess, get your show prep in front of the eyes of a lot of people, because people do check that for finding liberty-oriented news stories, you can just click on that Submit Show Prep button, and it'll enable you to do that. And then there's like a voting process, right, where people rate it, and the most popular ones get up to the top of the page. All there for you at freetalklive.com, which is our website. Lots of other features there, too. And, okay, next week, Brian, you and I are going, and Mark, are all going to be in the same place at the same time.
Is this the TerraCoin conference?
Stop it. No, it's the Bitcoin conference.
Oh, right. This is going to be great. I can't wait.
Oh, my.
In San Jose.
Brian, nobody gets your inside joke. So there's a conference going on in San Jose, California, and it's happening next weekend. In fact, it's May 17th to the 19th, the Future of Payments Conference, put on by the Bitcoin Foundation at bitcoin2013.com. If you want to see the speaker lineup, the schedule, if you live locally, you know, if you're in California, Southern California, and you want to go to the conference, we'd love to meet you there. And you can check it out there. There's probably still time, too, if you want to make travel arrangements, but you're probably going to have to get on that quick. You know, if you're doing it last minute, maybe you waited till, you know, the last minute to see your Bitcoins appreciate as much as possible before you got your ticket or something like that. Or maybe you just decided at the last minute to go, kind of like us. We were sort of late in getting our tickets. But anyway, we're really excited to go. We're going to be doing the Sunday show of Free Talk Live next Sunday at the conference.
Live from the conference.
Yes. And, I mean, there's just so many things going on there. I am going to be there as a free agent, as myself, because I'm involved in way too many projects.
And you'll be speaking there.
I will, yeah. I'm going to be moderating a panel about nonprofit organizations in the Bitcoin community. You might have heard an ad for this panel that I'm moderating on the Liberty Radio Network, if that's how you listen to the show. And it's going to be really exciting. We've got Angela from antiwar.com and Carla, president of the Free State Project, and Teresa, my partner at Free Aid. And they're going to be talking about how nonprofits can use Bitcoin and how Bitcoin is great for nonprofits and nonprofits are great for Bitcoin.
I enjoy all those speakers. That's great.
Yeah. And we'll do the Sunday Free Talk Live show there. Ian and Mark are going to be broadcasting the other couple nights. So I think they're going to start on Thursday, aren't they? Because they're flying out on Thursday. So they're going to be there before the conference even starts, doing the live show from San Jose, where it's going to be an afternoon show because it's, you know, the time is shifted. We're on the East Coast doing a show in New Hampshire right now, but we're going to be on the West Coast soon.
West Side.
Right. And I guess I should mention with this, too, I'm also recently I have been involved as a co-host of another podcast. It's called Let's Talk Bitcoin. So if you want a podcast that's all about Bitcoins, It comes out twice a week. Yeah. It's an hour long show. It's got interviews. It's got commentary. Just a really well put together show. And you can check it out at letstalkbitcoin.com. I am a co-host, as I mentioned, along with Adam B. Levine and Andreas M. Antonopoulos.
I enjoy it a lot. It's really, in fact, it can bring you up to speed on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general really fast.
Yeah.
Which is unique, in my opinion, in just about anything Bitcoin related.
Yeah, they're maybe not exactly where we are, but they are, I would say, very liberty oriented too on that show.
Yeah.
The latest episode featured an interview.
That's okay. Bitcoin's for everybody. You know? And so to get all those perspectives, I think is fantastic.
All right. So, okay, you can find out more about that conference at bitcoin2013.com. That's probably the last you'll hear about it on the Sunday show until we're actually there. Okay. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. And we do have a call on Skype right now. Let's talk with Abel, listening in New Hampshire. Hey, Abel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, you sound great.
Both of you. Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you, Abel.
You're welcome. I am just calling because I'm on Facebook and I'm dealing with this person and I'm getting no help on this thread.
What's the
so I'm calling up and I started it by reposting the young woman named Erica Goldson who did a valedictorian speech at her graduation.
That was
very, very on point. Mentioned John Taylor.
That was a couple years ago.
Right, right. It was 2010, and I just thought, time to repost this. I mean, somebody had put it in an education thing that I'm on, and so another friend of mine, a fairly new mover, Sean, reposted it, and I went to his and just to like his repost, and and some guy named Hugh gets in there, and all he can say is she's 18.
And
that's about it. She's 18. Wow. I don't listen to 18-year-olds.
That's really sad. Wow. And unfortunately,
I mean, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think a lot of people were treated that way when they were 18 themselves, and so until they could, they weren't taught to trust themselves at that age, and so they can't trust other 18-year-olds.
Yeah, that's it. I think this is, I mean, it's probably a byproduct of kids not being treated equally, you know, and as adults from a certain age. I did apologize
to him for his the child abuse he suffered.
Sure. I mean,
he doesn't even get it. He doesn't even get what the issue is. And, you know, I admit it. I said, listen, I know that government schools have really destroyed, you know, what most 18-year-olds are capable of, but that doesn't mean they're all that way.
No, you know, in fact, I came up with a saying years and years and years ago, in fact, when I was 18, and the saying was is that age doesn't define excellence. And, you know, and that to me, that tells the whole thing. I mean, what, everybody at 18 is stupid? How could anybody make a collectivist statement like that? Clearly, this person is.
I had a lot of things when I was 17, 18, that I thought of that have served me well throughout my life. I mean, it's
exactly.
You know what I mean? I think that, you know, amongst the folks here in New Hampshire, we're finding out that more of us are like that than not. But and that is fabulous, by the way. I consider the two of you very much.
Thank you. In that realm. I've read some studies, Abel, that say that teenagers actually, people constantly take them for granted and underestimate them, but actually they score higher than adults in many measures of intelligence, in problem solving, in ability to acquire languages, in competence, in taking care of themselves, and they are, you know, full persons and should be.
Yeah, and that's not even just gauging, like, because they're in school so they could retain that knowledge. It's just raw ability.
Yes,
yeah,
young brain.
I mean, the guy admits he didn't even watch the whole
thing. Wow. He's just being a troll, Abel.
Thanks for the call, Abel.
I gave him a link to Kate Ager's speech.
That was a good one. Here's
another 18-year-old you shouldn't
thanks
say.
For the call, Abel. It's free talk.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind.
Anything.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. If you're an amplifier, a Free Talk Live amplifier, which you can find out more about at amp.freetalklive.com, then you know that amplifiers have a special call-in number where they can call the amp toll-free call-in lines. They also get other perks like a commercial-free podcast, and who doesn't want to hear that? So if you're curious about that and you want to support Free Talk Live, help us spread the message of liberty, then you can check out amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and you can do your part to help out Free Talk Live. You can pay your fair share. Just kidding. Maybe I shouldn't market it that way. Anyway, it's completely voluntary, by the way. Anyway, have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Brian, have you?
I have considered it.
Yes.
And in fact, I mean, I wondered if, you know, if I could go to a fast food place. And I mean, some of the food at those places, I think, could last probably a good 20, 30 years, you know, just sitting out and you could still eat. It doesn't mean it's healthy. But
sure.
I don't know. What do you have here?
Well, you can check out food.freetalklive.com and see exactly what's available for you. There's basically, you never know when you might need it. You never know when you might need emergency food or just, you know, basically cheap, healthy food.
Well, how cheap? Because I was going to go to the fast food place, and that's only like, you know, I could get a full meal for about $2.
Well, this is $1.50 a meal, and it's going to be a lot more wholesome than the
Okay, so here we go. See, I mean, this is cheaper than fast food.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's preservative-free, it's artificial flavor-free, no MSG, 100% GMO-free.
It's already healthier than fast food.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get, if you go to fast food, you're going to get GMO everything, if that's something you're concerned about, and you're going to get probably MSG, too.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Who knows what? And they've also got, you know, special packaging to make sure that the food lasts. So you know, if you buy this now, it's going to be good, they say, for 25 years. And a lot of other food companies make that same claim, but they actually have something to back it up, which is that they store their food in individually wrapped Mylar pouches, and each one has an oxygen absorber in it, and they're nitrogen flushed. So that food is going to stay as fresh as possible. It sounds
incredible.
Like they've really taken a lot of precautions to make sure that happens. They've also even got vegetarian and gluten-free options if that's something that you're interested in, and they are the best in price, storability, and taste. By Emergency Foods. Check it out at food.freetalklive.com. That's the URL you want to get. You get free shipping on all orders. Check out the comparison chart. They've got a chart there at food.freetalklive.com that compares what you need to know with all the other major brands. And it's the legacy premium brand of food that you're looking at here. So one more time, food.freetalklive.com.
Sounds like an unbeatable deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. We're going to go right to the phones and talk with John, listening in North Carolina. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, folks?
Doing well tonight. What's on your mind?
You know, you guys talk about the coin. What is it?
Bitcoin?
Bitcoin?
Say that again.
Bitcoin?
Yeah, it was. How do you spell it? Is it B-I-C, the Bitcoin?
Oh, no, it's B-I-T. So, like almost like I bit a piece off of that cookie or something. Bitcoin.
Or like 2 bits.
Yeah, exactly. And what it is, for somebody who's just a beginner with Bitcoin, is I'm really excited about it. It's a virtual currency, so it's an online money system, and it's also a payment system which enables you to send money to anybody or receive money from anybody anywhere in the world. And there's nobody that controls it. It's a decentralized network, and it works by a bunch of different computers all around the world connecting to each other and creating a network, and that's how you send and receive bitcoins. And if you want to find out more, if you want like a video that explains it, a really quick explainer video, you can go to weusecoins.com. Is that right?
Yeah, .com or .org. Either one works.
I was thinking .org, but yeah, either one works. So that's one more time, weusecoins.org.
Okay. Does it come like in different denominations or...
Yeah, it can actually, it can be, like, divided by decimal points. And so it's almost infinitely divisible. It comes in different denominations. Like, right now, if you look at it, you're going to find out that one Bitcoin is worth over $100. But if you're looking to buy some, you don't have to buy one Bitcoin. You can buy 0.0001 of a Bitcoin, you know, for however much that costs. So to get into Bitcoin, you don't need much.
Yeah, and you can, and the great thing about it is there are no, there's no like set amount. Like you don't have to buy one Bitcoin or five Bitcoins or half a Bitcoin. Even you can buy as much or as little as you want, and it's just going to be any denomination you choose. And there's no cost to dividing them. So like for instance, with you know, gold or silver, if you split up, you know, you can't really split up a piece of gold or silver, but with Bitcoin, it's super easy to do that.
Okay. What about it? You know, you were saying that you can use it worldwide. I mean, it sounds like it's like in the infinite stages. I mean, I guess that's the question I'm trying to range in my mind here.
It's definitely a new technology for sure. And yes, you can use it anywhere in the world because there's no government that regulates it. So, for instance, like PayPal, you know, they're under the auspices of the U.S. government, and you can only use PayPal to send payments from the U.S. to certain other countries. So, for instance, like some countries in Africa, you can't send money to from the U.S. or other parts of the world. But with Bitcoin, you can send and receive payments anywhere. And the transaction fees are also optional, basically. So you can send a transaction fee, which helps the network keep going. It's a reward to the people who create the network, which are distributed. They're decentralized. Anyone can be somebody who creates the Bitcoin network. But you don't have to send a transaction fee at all. So you could send money potentially for free anywhere in the world.
What are your thoughts about gold and silver?
I like gold and silver. I have both myself, and I think they're, you know, great stores of value. I can see some difficulties in using them for everyday purchases, though. You know, like I would like that, but the people that I see using mostly silver for buying and selling things. It's mostly people who, you know, really believe in that and want sound money, and I understand where they're coming from.
Sure.
Just, it can be hard because sometimes you don't have exact change in silver, you know.
Then that's when you want the small denominations so you mm-hmm. can buy exactly your purchase or you can pay exactly whatever the purchase is.
Yeah, that's kind of the disadvantage of gold and silver is that you can't really break it up very well if you have it like in its kind of a bullion form or a raw form.
Right. I have silver dimes and silver, you know, one-tenth ounce pieces. So those do a pretty good job.
Right.
But the disadvantage is, you know, you have to be able to either hand it to somebody or ship it to somebody.
That's the other thing, too, is that in a computer-run world and a computer-run economy, which this is, mm-hmm. that's how the world is now, whether we like it or not, gold and silver is, you know, it's a store of wealth, but it's not a system to pay for things, really.
Right.
As to where that's Bitcoin's probably, in my opinion, its biggest advantage is that it is a payment system, mm-hmm. as well as being to some degree a currency. So it's tailor-made, you know, for the economies around the world, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And that's a really strong statement.
Do you think that that it'll catch on eventually and it'll, become popular?
It's very much on fire. I mean, every major news network kind of talks about it now, even though it's kind of in the stage maybe where it's under skepticism.
Yeah.
It has admittedly, it's had a couple of dives, okay? It's had where the value of it has gone down. But it's survived both of those, and that in and of itself is a good thing. That in and of itself is proof that even though it's kind of at an early stage or that it's really new, it can stand.
It's been around since about 2009, and now we're seeing just a huge increase in popularity. And one more time, that website, if you want a quick explainer video, is weusecoins.org. And John, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. This has been this is Free Talk Live. We've got one more segment to go. 855-450-FREE is your number to call if you want to get your thoughts in.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family. At the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and there's only one more segment remaining. So if you want to make your calls, better do it quick at 855-450-FREE or call on Skype at LRN.FM. With you, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And we're so glad to be with you this evening. We've had a fun show. We only mentioned this once, but, you know, in case you just tuned in and you've been wondering where Mark is, he's taken the night off. He's been really working hard, clearing some space on his property.
It's hard work.
Dragging trees around.
Yeah, to look that good is hard work.
It is. It's tough being beautiful.
Yeah, he is a beautiful
man. Don't hate him because he's beautiful.
Don't hate him.
And, yeah, I mean, it is really hard work to move logs around and trees, felling trees, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to make some space to let the springtime light in. Anyway, BitInstant.com, we were just talking about Bitcoins in the last segment. BitInstant.com is a way to get Bitcoins. It's actually the fastest and easiest way to get Bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account and where your account is, and then you make the deposit. That's all there is to it. It's BitInstant.com. And, yeah, this is a great way to get Bitcoins. If you've never done it before, you can get them with cash. You know, take it down to a CVS or Walmart, and you can deposit it, and you'll have your Bitcoins probably by the time you get home.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, I've gotten Bitcoins from BitInstant.com before using Dwolla, which is an online payment system. That's what the that's what we meant when we said your computer at home. So, anyway, BitInstant.com if you want to find out more about that. And Brian, I had something, I guess, in the last moments of the show that I wanted to bring up. This is nuts, and it may kind of bring the show full circle, because it kind of relates to something we were talking about before at the very beginning of the show. So the FBI has surrounded the house of a Saudi student living in Michigan. So this is not Boston. This is Michigan. FBI surrounds house of Saudi student following sightings of him with a pressure cooker.
Duh.
Yeah, there's this guy. He looks Arab. He looks funny. He's got a pressure cooker. We better get him, right?
Who knows? He could be cooking potatoes.
Well, actually, that's pretty much what he was doing. He was cooking rice.
Oh, I like rice.
Yeah. So you want to hear the details about this?
I do.
A Saudi student living in Michigan was questioned in his home by FBI agents after neighbors saw him carrying a pressure cooker and called the police. Talal al-Ruqi had been cooking a traditional Saudi Arabian rice dish called kabsa and was carrying it to a friend's house. According to reports in a Saudi... How dare he walk around outside with a pressure cooker looking all brown and stuff?
Yeah, kabsa sounds like a weapon. Well, it really doesn't.
No. If it's spicy enough, you know, it might feel like a weapon on the way out.
On the way out.
According to reports in a Saudi newspaper on Friday, the FBI are increasingly vigilant. Oh, it doesn't sound like vigilance to me. It sounds like paranoia or overreaction.
Yeah.
About pressure cooker homemade bombs after the Boston bombers used one to make an explosive. The Saudi journal Uzak reported on the story, and the Saudi student who had FBI agents come to his home following a tip-off from neighbors that he was seen moving about with a pressure cooker bomb. While armed agents surrounded his apartment block... Oh, so there's all these other people living in that apartment building, too. They're going to, you know, be scared by that.
Yeah.
There's men with guns outside pointing them at me. While armed agents surrounded his apartment block, other agents asked a, quote, nervous, I bet he was nervous, Mr. Al-Ruqi, if they could come in to question him. Why did they bother asking?
Right.
I mean, really?
It's like, can we please, why any time they do these things, why do they even bother to, like, why even have the facade that
right.
somehow we, that somehow the average person has rights?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why?
Yeah, there's a picture of him here. He looks totally normal. He just looks like a guy with a pressure cooker, and it's actually,
yeah.
It's actually, I was going to say it's clear. It looked like the lid was clear, but maybe it's not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the lid's clear.
Yeah.
If you can see the reflection, looks like some pretty good food, quite frankly.
They asked me about my major, when I arrived in the U.S., and what I do in my spare time, he told the Saudi newspaper. Officers said that 2 days earlier, a woman had seen him walking out of his apartment carrying the pressure cooker pot, which was described as, quote, bullet-colored. Ugh. Now that's projection.
Yeah.
I mean, bullet-colored, really? Every pressure cooker is silver.
Yeah, I mean, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
It looks like gunmetal. Are you kidding?
Ooh,
it's metal.
Scary.
Metal has an average color. Okay, minus the elements, metal has a general color. And what?
Yeah, this is just way over
this
the
is
top.
How, this is where we've come.
Yeah, the young student showed them his pressure cooker and explained to them that he used it to make a rice dish. An FBI agent said, "You need to be more careful moving around with such things, sir." Can you believe that? It's his fault now. It's his fault.
Yeah, look.
That a neighbor called was ignorant. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Perhaps even bigoted. That a neighbor was ignorant and perhaps bigoted and saw him carrying some rice in a pressure cooker outside and said, "How dare this brown guy walk around with a pressure cooker? We better call the FBI." Really? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this gets said a lot, and not just on Liberty shows now. This gets said on pretty much on almost any form of media I've heard, except for like the big names like CNN or something. If we're fighting the terrorists to keep our freedoms,
they've won.
They won the war because we don't have any.
Yeah.
Okay, quote unquote, we.
You know? Well, thank you for bringing up that point because. Honestly, this is one of the things that I was referring to when I said earlier in the show that white people don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
They just don't. If
a
white person was walking around with a pressure cooker, probably that neighbor wouldn't have thought twice.
Yeah. Unless, admittedly, if like his last name was something that ended with like ski or something, you know, like that.
What, he could be making some kielbasa or something?
Well, I don't mean Polish. I mean like someone from like over in, you know, Eastern Europe. Because
they're Muslim?
Yeah, like
maybe?
Syria or something, or, you know, whatever.
Maybe. But, you know, most American, fine, let's say Christian Americans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look like
well,
you're
no,
a red-blooded American, then...
No, I agree with you in general. White people, they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
you know?
They just don't.
Yeah,
and
I was just saying that, you know, admittedly, there are some with the name that... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, not just that, but, I mean, in New York City, you know, they had this stop-and-frisk policy, which now they're trying to say it's unconstitutional or something. There's some court case involving the stop-and-frisk. Maybe we could bring that up another time on the show, because I think that's an important issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of still being fleshed out. But basically, in New York City, they had this policy where the cops were basically using this technique where they stop somebody who's walking down the street, and then they say, okay, we're going to have to frisk you. And they usually, you know, would find drugs or perhaps plant drugs, who knows. And then they'd arrest that person. Or they would, there's something like where you can possess a certain amount of marijuana in New York, but if you display it, if it's out in public, then that's the crime and they can arrest you for that. So they would say, you know, we're going to frisk you, you have to empty out your pockets, and the person would take out whatever's in their pockets. And if there happens to be weed in their pockets, they're going to get arrested.
Wow.
And they would kind of entrap people. Now, in this program, something like 87 or 85%, I don't remember the exact figure, but it was in the high 80s, 87% was black and Hispanic men. And that was not proportionate to the general population of the city.
Right.
So it was pretty clear that there was some targeting going on based
racial profiling.
People's race.
Yeah.
And now tell me, you know, listen to something like that. And not only that, but there was a cop who worked for the department who came out and had recordings of the police chiefs specifically saying, like, we're using this to target blacks and Hispanics, essentially. And he was Hispanic himself. And he came forward with it, and he got some heat, let me
wow.
tell you. He got in trouble for it. He got retaliated against in the department. He got probably fired, lost his job, and this was for being a whistleblower, basically. So, yes, racism is real, and it's sometimes entwined with the state. And there are certain things that, you know, perhaps white people could take for granted. So I'm not saying to feel guilty about those things.
No.
If you're a white person listening,
it's just awareness.
That's not going to help anything. It's just, you know, be aware of it and maybe have some compassion for people who, like, have to deal with these things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is really, you know, if you see something, say something, right? And so if you see some, you know, Arab-looking guy cooking rice, you better say something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes I just think if people actually talked, you know, just met a lot of people, maybe traveled around the world or met people who were of all different nationalities or whatever, perhaps they'd feel less anxious about people who look different than them. You know, perhaps if this neighbor had met Middle Eastern people before, had talked to them, even Muslims, you know, she wouldn't have been or he wouldn't have been so scared when they saw this guy walking around with his rice in the pressure cooker.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you know, this neighbor probably, you know, may watch a lot of mainstream television, and that's just telling you the whole time, be afraid of these people.
Right.
And it's
it's
pure fear-mongering. It's not real. There's no reality
there. Yeah, there were three Middle Eastern young men who got falsely accused after the Boston bombings,
right.
And their lives were just torn apart.
Why'd they go after them?
Yeah, well, it said it on the news, Brian. It must be true. All right, this has been Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Ian and Mark will be back. And we'll be back next Sunday at the Bitcoin Conference.
Yeah.
FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.